This is Montana News on a Northern News Network. I'm Don Elliott. A man sustained fatal gunshot wounds Friday night, and one person was in custody. Belgrade police arrested Jordan Evan Palmer on suspicion of deliberate homicide. Belgrade police were dispatched to the 800 block of Mantle Drive around 11:40 p.m. in response to an open 911 line, according to a Gallatin County press release. Columbia Falls Public Schools will make a push to inform voters about an upcoming building levy request to fix the roof on the classroom wing of the high school. The alternatives to not fixing the roof could cost the district thousands without ever addressing the roof. The roof does not leak, but moisture got in between layers of gypsum and the steel plates, according to school officials. Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Hi, this is Mark with the Montana Department of Revenue with a message for property owners. Spring is here and you'll soon be seeing our staff in the field to perform property reviews. It's not necessary to be present, but if you'd like to make an appointment to visit with us, or if you have questions about the appraisal process, visit mtrevenue.gov, contact one of our field offices, or call 444-6900. Thank you from the Montana Department of Revenue.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the RMA 460V lawnmower battery set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK30 battery and AL101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
The 10th annual Bitterroot Secret Garden Tour, July 13th, will give community members a chance to view private local gardens. Tickets are $45 apiece and go on sale April 27th. Proceeds will benefit local nonprofit organization Explore the Arts. The Bitterroot Secret Garden Tour was started in 2014 to increase interest in gardening and providing a helping hand to local charities. The Billings Police Department's 2023 annual report came out last week. There was a specific bright spot Police Chief Rich St. John is happy about.
We saw significant decreases across the board. We had a 2.5% increase in traffic enforcement. The message that we have been asking our officers, because that's the number one complaint we get, is to locate those problematic areas and take some educational and enforcement actions, and they did that. That resulted in a reduction in our property damage, but nonetheless, I think those efforts paid off.
I'm Don Elliott on the Northern News Network.